Dante Leverock is a centre back. He's playing in Estonia last year. He's a Bermuda international. He's played in 24 odd games there last year, I think, and bagged 8 goals or something like that. He'd be a good signing for us in relation to where we're at. He'd give good competition in that area. He's also played up centre forward as well through his career, but we're looking at him probably as a centre back from that end. So he'd be a good addition to us. And we've also announced John Russell as my assistant. John will also go on a playing form. John played with myself in 2012-13 when we won the league with St. Pat's. He was in the team, done a tremendous job. Once he nails down his job spec, he just life in the old dog. He's still capable of playing, that's for sure.
Yeah, you still think he has something to offer as a player for Rovers?
I definitely think he has something to offer. I haven't won a league myself at 35 for St. Pat's. He's in really top condition from that end. So we'll marry both the coaching and management side of his job, along with keeping him somehow fit, and we'll see how that goes.
So just to clarify your management team, it's you, Dave Campbell and John Russell?
Yeah, at the moment that's where we're at, yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, we've still got one or two more to bring in on that end of it, keeping coach, and we're looking at the conditioning side of things and whatever. We're just trying to flesh that out as we go along.
How many more players do you think you need before you feel you'll have a squad that's ready to compete when the new season begins?
We've probably still got another, probably 4 or 5 more players will come in. I think we'll probably announce one. I think there's another one over the line in the next day or two. I'm close on another one or two, but you never know, they're over the line. So we've just got to be a little bit patient on that. But again, I'm looking to try and bring in the best possible quality we have with the budget that we have.
Are there particular positions, areas you want to get cover for quickly?
Yeah, there is. Yeah, and we're looking at that. Obviously from a centre-forward point of view, we would have had Mikey Drennan up there last year. So we want competition in all the areas, kind of way. So there is a few positions that I feel that we need to look at. So to that end, we're trying to get replacements in.
Is Mikey going to stay?
Yeah, I hope so. It's still in the mix with him. We had an option in our contract and whatever. But look, I want players to be here, kind of way. Ultimately, I think Sligo has been good for Mikey last year. I have no doubt should he return here, he'll do well, especially the way we'll play. It will suit his style of game. So hopefully that'll be done over the next few days.
You had a full house here at the Clayton Hotel for the supporters meeting question and answer session. Does that give you a little boost on a personal level?
Oh, it does, yeah. It's fantastic. Like, my wife and myself have been up here the last few weeks, and the response we've had from people has been amazing. Everybody's very positive about it, and I'm very positive about it. I want to get the players feeling that positivity, and we just want to try and get the town back on the map here. We struggled a little bit the last year or two, so if we could just somehow go and spring a few results, get a style of play, something that we can all enjoy watching, have the guys playing as best they possibly can do, and we take it from there.